Dennis. For former NBA star Dennis Rodman, the world may seem to be at war with him, but it is not. For the media is hardly the world, and the world is hardly the media. It is the private property of the wealthy and the tool of the state. And this is especially so when its target is a black person. For daring to visit North Korea, Rodman has been subjected to ridicule and baited by journalists who have no right to ask him to perform a service for which he's not been trained. For Rodman isn't a diplomat. He's one hell of a basketball player. Isn't it strange that the U.S. State Department has no real influence in the country, and the retired basketball player does? Or that the nation with more prisoners than any nation on earth dares complain about one American prisoner? Rodman has nothing to apologize for. The U.S. complains about Korea's political prisoners. What about Leonard Peltier, the Move 9, the Cuban Five, Dr. Mutulu Shakur, Russell Schultz, or, for that matter, Chelsea, formerly known as Bradley Manning, or the released Len Stewart? Dennis, an alleged U.S. citizen, can go anywhere he wants, and he should be able to do that without the harassment of a corporate sensationalist press. From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.